wrong time to become a member. Go to that tip jar and help in the good fight for independent voices. Join the community that supports the values of free inquiry and critical thought, democratic functioning, and doing something about climate change, which is going to make life miserable for our children and grandchildren, and maybe us even too, if the tipping points arrive. Never know when it's over. And if you are a member, maybe make a nice donation. We would really appreciate it. Finally, you can hear this show or any part of it again or any of our previous shows or recommend this to your friends by going to KBOO FM Old Mole Variety Hour. Today's show should be up later today, perhaps sometime tomorrow. Join us again next week for more news, views, reviews, and interviews from the Mole's Underground Perspective. I'm Bill Resnick. Joe Clement was our excellent engineer. Thanks for listening.
KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia, coming right up after this message.
KBOO is having a contingent in the Pride Parade, and we would love it if you would join us.
Please let us know if we can count on you to walk with us in the Pride Parade, Sunday, June 14th.
We will be meeting at 10 a.m. in the area around the North Park blocks.
Join us, wave at people, be fabulous, be KBOO.
The parade steps off promptly at 11, and all contingent members are to be together and ready by 10:30 a.m.
Please join us for a wonderful, fun, and lively day at the Pride Parade.
Call 503-231-803 and ask for Ani at extension 213 for more information.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, June 8th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Our guest today is William Binney. He is familiar to many listeners. Kurt Wiebe, Tom Drake, Diane Rourke were among a group who were subject to rather extreme actions on the part of the government when they were made so bold as to blow the whistle on some of the most extraordinary breaches of citizens' trust in the government and their belief that they have a right to that they have privacy and they have a right to privacy, they have a right to anonymity, they have a right to communicate with one another without fear of the iron fist of the government coming down on them. The National Security Administration, of course, is fighting tooth and nail to close down all avenues of communication on the part of the citizens of the United States. Because why? Because we have no worth whatsoever to a corporatized government when we are not expected to behave as citizens, but rather as consumers. As a citizen, we have no value whatsoever in the market today. As consumers, however, we do have great value, and that is the role that we are, in fact, expected to play. No one knows these things better than our guest today, William Binney. He's an NSA whistleblower. He has he took extraordinary risks on behalf of all of us, I dare say, and he joins us this morning. Thank you so much for being with us, Bill.
Well, thank you for having me.
So there's been a lot going on. Last week, of course, we were treated to the notion that the USA Freedom Act is going to step into the shoes of the USA Patriot Act, which most people were unaware. They'd completely forgotten that this existed, and that we were in fact living behind those bars. So it very likely came as a surprise to people that this was good news. And the question, of course, remains, is it good news? Is the USA Freedom Act an improvement? And what does, in fact, the NSA have behind the scenes that will make this just more smoke and will render it more smoke and mirrors whilst they continue with their their intelligence gather, their data vacuuming of every last piece of private information that we possess. Can you talk, what is this? What is the USA Freedom Act in reality as contrasted with the media marketing?
Well, I think it's just primarily directed at the metadata portion of the Section 215, but they're missing the major problem that's ongoing, and that's the upstream collection that goes on under the program called Fairview, which is where they collect content as well as metadata. They're getting, my estimate is about 80% of the content of U.S. communications, phone calls and emails and Twitter and all that, and all of the data that's passing across the fiber optic networks. It's 80 to 100 taps inside the lower 48 states and the United States, taps on the fiber network, and it basically is distributed with the population of the United States, so it's across the whole country. If they were only after foreigners, they would be only along the coasts of the country, where, you know, the transoceanic cables surface and where the foreign communication would be entering the U.S. But instead, that's not what it's all about. It's about collecting content, and that basically, it's not metadata, very simply because under the business records thing under 215, there's secret interpretation, which was illegal from the beginning, and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled it illegal just a few weeks ago. And so that was where they were getting the metadata, the bulk metadata. So the Fairview program, which is the one that's used in the United States collecting content, is not about metadata. It's about content, and it's not about foreigners. It's about us. And so that's the problem. That's really that's the shell game they're playing. They only talk about the 215 program and NSA analysts. They don't tell you what CIA or FBI people do with that data, and they have direct access to it. That's another problem. So you see, they've been playing the shell game with us, not telling us the truth. They've been feeding us disinformation. And when Senator Burr or Feinstein or any of those people come out on television to talk about it, none of the mainstream media is challenging them about the programs, Fairview or any of the upstream programs. They're leaving those alone. They don't want to talk about it. They're afraid to, because it gets at content, which is a fundamental violation of the First, Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments of the Constitution.
What about the FISA courts now? Can we expect any impact changes?
Well, I mean, they have the right to keep everything secret, so what good is that? I think they should be fired, and they should be forced to go to a regular Article III court where it can be out in the open.
That seems an obvious question to ask, and yet it's extraordinary how the media gets away. Mainstream media has managed to get away with acting mainly as the advertising company.
Let me give you an example of that. When Mark Morrell, the former deputy director of CIA, was on a program just before they didn't vote on the Patriot Act and it went down, he was trying to justify that Section 215 Patriot and the Patriot Act. And one of the reporters brought up Lovint in NSA, where the people at NSA and CIA and various other people had access to data were looking at the love interests to see if they were cheating on them. And he said, well, that was not done with 215. That's right. It wasn't done with metadata. It was done by the collection on the Fairview program of upstream, where they're collecting content and metadata, roughly my estimate was about 80% of everything that everybody's saying or doing or sending on the email or what have you is collected off those fiber lines. Mark Klein exposed one of them in the San Francisco facility of AT&T. And that, by the way, Fairview is AT&T, and that's their network of fiber around the country. So that's really where the violations are occurring, and that's really where it needs to be terminated.
So you speak out on this. A lot of other people are, and we are, of course, have a right to do so. And yet, people listening, are people really listening to what you're telling them? And that's a concern. I want to ask you. I love this nomenclature, the wording of all of this stuff. Fairview is marvelous, isn't it? Fairview.
Yeah.
Who comes up with this stuff? You got to wonder. Is that Luntz guy? But what about the Electronic Frontier Foundation asks a question. What do we know about Bull Run? The NSA has inserted hidden vulnerabilities into our security status, resulting in the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology withdrawing support from a key security standard that millions of products rely upon. So there is, on that side of things, this Bull Run business and how governments work in consort to undermine encryption that private citizens need to do. I mean, we would not have had Edward Snowden's revelations were it not for encryption and methods. And of course, that's something that the government's taken a long, hard look at, and I would love to shut that down. How does encryption as part of the public's right to privacy through private communications, with the Freedom Act, have any impact on our ability to protect our communications?
Not unless they go back retroactively and destroy any of the connections to the back doors that they have existing right now. If they say you don't have, if the act passed and they stop doing it, they still have all the opportunities and back doors into everything that's existing right now that they've got. I mean, that was one of the problems I had with NSA. Very short-sighted stuff. It's not just the encryption. It's also your firewalls and your operating systems, weaknesses in those that they know about that they're using to get into your communications. And they're not. What they're doing is, they're not telling the people who could fix that problem. What they're letting them exist so they can continue to get access. But that means that they're allowing the system to be weak for not just the government, but everybody worldwide. So it's a matter of what that means is they don't have any monopoly on smart people. I mean, other people can find these weaknesses too. So that means that we're open to the world. I mean, that's how we can get hacked and hacked into and our data and intellectual capital stolen. They're weakening our system, and they're allowing it to be weak.
So I think that why should people, I mean, in my view of it is that anybody's name could get tagged by accident. There's just simply so much data that is being hoovered up and then stored. It seems to me very, very easy for somebody to be accidentally tagged or unfairly tagged, or for that matter, in the future, be tagged, and then some future law comes along and nails that person based on all of this data that they have collected. What recourse have we at this point?
We have to have a law passed that says if you have any data in any database in your system for any agency of the United States government, they either have to have a justifiable reason and it's not kept secret, and or they have to have a warrant where they show probable cause on the individual by individual name. So that's following the Fourth Amendment. If they don't do that, then they should have to purge their database.
Oh, that'll be...
If they don't do that, we should hold them criminally responsible and hold that as a federal felony.
That would be something we'd all heartily wish to see accomplished. And just in the last minute or so that we have, any other things that occur to you that you think is important for listeners to know regarding this USA Freedom Act? And again, the wording, the words they use is just, that's incredible to me. And in any case, well, the USA Freedom Act, what is it about this that we should be curious about?
Well, it doesn't, I mean, there's so many programs, it's not dealing with the overall problem. And what you need to do, you know, many people probably think they're powerless. Well, they're not. If they start calling their representatives and senators and tell them about that you oppose this, and if they don't do something about it and support the Constitution like their oath says, then you're going to work to fire them, and you're not going to contribute money to them, and you're going to work with any corporation that's giving them money to try to influence them not to do that. And so you're going to work against them to get them fired. That's the one thing you do that will get their attention, because that's what they really want. They want to be a perpetual.
That's all the time we have at the moment. I hadn't apologized for cutting you off, but that's it. We don't have any more time fresh out. So I just want to... my guest today has been William Binney, NSA, a whistleblower. Today's engineer is Kate Welch. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOOM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Sandrick. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Out Loud is retiring in June, but queer programming will continue on your community radio station. KBOO is proud of our longtime support of programming serving and featuring the area's queer community, and while we prepared to say goodbye to Out Loud, we welcome the opportunity for new programs to continue airing in Out Loud's time slot every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. More information is available on the KBOO website at kboo.fm/outloud.